Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have no idea what it means that a large red fox scampered across my path on the way down the hill. My half-mile commute brings me down a huge hill to where I am renting a large office. There's nothing here but my radio equipment. Oh, and my TV, which I haven't turned on since Tuesday, so I'm not even sure why I left it here. In case there was something really important that I needed to watch in the world of sports. Oh, wait. Anyway, as I was coming down the hill, my half mile commute, about 100 yards in front of me, that's how big this fox was, this large red fox scampers across the street. And I thought for a brief second it might be a cat, but then I realized it was way too large to be a cat. So it was either a fox or it was a wild cat, meaning not a domesticated cat. And it was a pretty fluffy fox. So in the last couple weeks, I've seen a skunk. I've seen a fox. Of course, I've seen tons of deer because they're all over this neighborhood, and lots of squirrels and chipmunks and birds and, oh my, no bear. Not yet. Anyway, though there have been bear in my neighborhood. So I'm glad this was a fox and not a bear. It was kind of cool to see on my last night, my last mini commute, my last night from the original After Hours super secret home base. This is it. This is the last show from the location where I have been hosting since, gosh, I wish I could remember the exact date. It's 3 months and 1 week. I have to go back and look at my calendar because the dates all blend together. Let's see. It was the night of, there we go. It was, let's see, that was, yeah, it was the night of March 22nd, the morning of March 23rd. That's the last time that I was at CBS Sports Radio headquarters to host the show. And I mean, these 3 months went by in a blur. Gosh, I am looking forward to vacation, though it's a staycation. With the family chaos and the moving chaos and everything else chaos. That's what my life has been for the last month. So I hope you won't mind me this week off to reset my brain and to get some sleep and to figure out where in the world my, let's see, what couldn't I find today? Oh, my tinfoil. I have no idea where the tinfoil is. It's not where I thought I would have packed the tinfoil. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's so much cleaning to do. It almost doesn't matter where everything is and where the boxes are located. But goodness, I'm really looking forward to my family being in town, even though they're probably going to make jokes about the house. And I'm really looking forward to about 9 days or so when I don't have to think about hosting a radio show, but instead I can focus on packing what's left. There's not much left, but getting this house empty and getting everything into the new place and starting to get organized. I don't do well with clutter. And I don't do well with dirty clutter. Those two things are the enemy. They're the devil to me. And so the dirty clutter is what's driving me crazy this week. So again, I hope you don't mind that I will not be around next week. I am confident you will survive without me, but I do hope that you will miss me and that when we get back together at the end of June, we'll have some better news about Major League Baseball. Surely they can get something done over a week to 9 days. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe I shouldn't say that, though, because I sure thought we would have a deal done by now. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com from their home to yours. The team... Excuse me, I just hiccuped. I have no idea why. See, my whole life is just a disaster. The team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And throwing out this question right away, we're definitely going to put it in poll form on Twitter. But you can certainly respond with your own comments. And we're also going to put it on Facebook. Kevin is working with us tonight, producer Chris is in our CBS Sports Radio control room to help us to wrap up the week. Many of you have told me you don't miss sports nearly as much as you thought you would. Now, I get it. We do have some sports. But NASCAR, golf, UFC, those are more niche sports. NASCAR used to be the number two spectator sport in our country. But because of the economic downturns over the last, 15 years, because of a lot of things, changes to the sport, high-profile drivers retiring or walking away from the sport. I mean, there's just been a lot that's happened over the course of the last 15 years with NASCAR, and so it's more of a niche sport now. Golf definitely is. These are not majors. These are events that, you know, take place, would normally take place every week on the PGA Tour, and there are more high-profile golfers that are participating now, but they still don't have the cachet or the name recognition of the majors. And then there's UFC. We've also got soccer, international soccer, MLS coming back in July, hopefully baseball, yada, 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 on and on and on. But at least at this point, it's been slim pickings. There's not been a lot of live sporting action to sink our teeth into. The spring was unlike any we have ever seen before in the world of sports. No NBA playoffs, no Stanley Cup playoffs, no Major League Baseball opening day, no March Madness, no College World Series, no Women's College World Series. No anything in the college realm. And then, of course, every other sport was on hold. There's been no tennis. Golf just returned. Whatever it is that you love and normally follow, there was at least a long hiatus, even if those sports have now returned. But some of you have said to me, you don't miss them the way that you thought you would. Some of you have said to me, and this includes Chuck Cooperstein, who is a recent guest on the show, the voice of the Dallas Mavericks on their radio network. He's a friend of mine. We worked together at my previous network. He said it's driving him crazy. He hates it. He misses it so much. But another friend of mine who works in PR, she's helped us to get guests from time to time, WNBA and USA Basketball. And she said, she's going crazy without sports. So there are two extremes. Hey, I don't miss them. I don't really care if they ever come back. And you can't really make that statement now because that's how you feel in this moment. But you don't know that you'll feel that way 2 years down the road. But at least at this point, you don't miss them. Or the opposite. Every single day that goes by is excruciating. Why can't sports return? And of course, there will always be people who are in the middle of those two extremes. So on Twitter, we're going to do a poll. Maybe we'll break it up by, I don't know, 1 to 3, 4 to 6. I don't know. I want to do the scale of 1 to 10 because then everyone can answer. If you don't want to give me a long, drawn out answer, great. But you can certainly tweet a number or send me a number on Facebook. And if you want to elaborate, that's also cool. You know me. I am the queen of elaboration. Collaboration and elaboration. So on Twitter and Facebook, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? How much have you missed them this spring? Because you know what Saturday is? It's the summer solstice. The start of summer. Eek! Seems like the right time to take a week off, doesn't it? The longest days of the year. I like spring. I like summer. I'm a big fan of all four seasons. It's one of the reasons why I love living in the Northeast. But what I really love about this time of the year is that the days are longer this weekend than they will be at any other point on the calendar. So cool. I was out watering. My gosh, I feel like such a homeowner. I was out watering my plants and flowers because we haven't had rain in my neighborhood in probably a good 2 weeks now. So I was out watering. I mean, it was 8:50 p.m. and it was still light enough for me to see what I was doing. It was really cool. If only I had time to go running, that would have been the perfect time to go running, but that hasn't happened. I did do yoga today, though. I was pretty proud of myself. And then I immediately regretted my decision when my yoga instructor, who, of course, I'm following along online, she tried to kill us. I'm telling you, it was so humid, and I didn't have the AC on because I thought, oh, it's better if it's warmer. Oh my gosh, I was sweating like I just run 5 miles. This woman is, she's out, she's a Sith Lord. She's out to kill us. Anyway, it was good though. I thought it might calm me down and reduce my stress level. It didn't do that, but it did give me a good workout. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I have to tell you about Penny's traumatic day as well, but I'll save that for a little bit later on. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? It could be a while before we really have anything back, other than the ones that are already in session. MLS, theoretically, would be the next one to return if baseball doesn't get its act together. Raise your hand if you think baseball is going to get its act together. Right. There's one in every crowd. Probably there's one in every crowd. Do you know that icebergs melt more quickly than baseball negotiates? I tweeted that. I tweeted that earlier on, what was today? Thursday. Oh my gosh, it's Thursday. Icebergs melt faster. The Titanic melted faster. No, that was the ship. The iceberg the Titanic ran into. Actually, the Titanic did probably sink faster than baseball negotiates. My goodness. You couldn't even qualify this as glacial pace. Apparently, Commissioner Rob Manfred thought they were closing in on a deal. That turns out to be inaccurate, according to the union chief. Of course it does! Of course it does! Instead of the two sides settling into the framework for the deal, which is the term that Rob Manfred used. We have a framework for an agreement. Instead of settling into that and putting the pieces in place, what happens? We get our seventh freaking proposal. Seven.
Well, I know the owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen.
Gosh, I think we figured that out. I almost feel like saying, duh. Now, he's, of course, representing the owners. But do you know, he didn't even go back to the owners after seeing this latest proposal. I think he knows them pretty well. Instead of trying to figure out how they could quickly wrap this up, the union responded with its own proposal. Of course it did. So you remember last night we were talking about the owners proposing 60 games, a season that would begin on July 19th. At least they're on the same page there. The full prorated pay. Okay. At least they've got that. The expanded playoffs. Yep. Ding, ding. The one major difference. is that the union wants 70 games and also some other monies that would be like a 50-50 split of the TV revenue for additional postseason games in 21. I mean, they're just, there's all kinds of things tacked on. Housing allowances for spring training and regular season. $50 million to be transferred to the commissioner's discretionary fund. It's little stuff. It's nitpicky stuff, except for the number of games. That's the big difference. That's the hang up. It's the number of games. And Rob Manfred is ticked. He's mad. He rejected this proposal out of hand. And hopefully we'll get the audio at some point during the show. But this is his quote on Thursday evening. This needs to be over. My goodness, Amy. Good start. There goes the perfect show. Oh, never mind. It was gone like 20 minutes ago. This needs to be over. Until I speak with owners, I can't give you a firm deadline. So again, baseball, Rob Manfred comes out of that face-to-face meeting with Tony Clark in Phoenix earlier this week, believing that they had at least agreed upon the skeleton, the framework of the deal. I've never built a house. I barely own a house. I'm not even sure I want to own a house anymore. But when you build a house, for those of you who do, you know that the frame has to go up first, and you have to agree on the blueprint, and you have to agree on the footprint. You have to agree on those different rooms. And then, of course, you can build the frame, the shape, all of that. You can't build a frame till you have all of those designs in place. So Rob Manfred left the meeting with Tony Clark believing they had all the designs in place. They had agreed on the basic principles and the framework was up on the house. What was left? Walls. Roof. I'm not a builder, so that's probably as far as my analogy goes, but you get my drift. He thought they had the framework up on the slab. Not so much. So now we get our seventh proposal, and Manfred's ticked. We had a list of issues. We stated positions on each of those issues. We then made trades and compromises across and within those issues. At several points in time, I went back to the list of issues with Tony and reviewed where we were, and I did that again at the end of the meeting. We shook hands, and we both agreed we were going to push was the word. Push our sides to reach an agreement consistent with that framework. That's a direct quote from Rob Manfred on Thursday evening. Again, I hope that we have him telling you, him saying it at some point during the show. Unfortunately, we don't have the audio yet. But of course, the union disagrees. Shocker! I just yelled that. It echoed around this empty house that I'm in. The union disagreed. And the major sticking point is the number of games. Players said 60, not enough. And now remember, one of the pieces of the owner's last proposal was that the union would waive any right to file a grievance. You know what's not in the union's proposal? Their counter proposal is the waived grievance. There's a lot in their proposal. But they did not include waiving their right to a grievance. Here's Tony Clark's response. Oy, this gives me a headache. In my discussions with Rob in Arizona, we explored a potential pro rata, meaning full prorated salaries, framework. But I made clear repeatedly in that meeting and after it that there were a number of significant issues with what he proposed, in particular, the number of games. I don't even have to read these statements to you anymore. You can tell me what they're saying too. You already know. It's all about the number of games. They are 10 freaking games apart. 10. And still we have to do this tap dance. Not even glacial pace. And yes, I'm yelling. This makes me not miss sports as much. Here's the end of Tony Clark's statement. It is unequivocally false to suggest that any tentative agreement or other agreement was reached in that meeting. In fact, in conversations within the last 24 hours, Rob invited a counterproposal for more games that he would take back to the owners. We submitted that counterproposal. Huh. They're not telling the same story. At this point, I feel like Jerry Jones would do a better job. The two sides are telling different stories. They can't even agree to get their story straight. And why would they? They don't want to agree. I think they like this. I think they prefer it. How much do you miss sports in light of everything that's happening with Major League Baseball? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We'll let you hear from longtime front office exec Jim Bowden after the break. Also, Jeffrey sends me this tweet. This was an accident. I totally didn't mean it. I was trying to go for the iceberg analogy, but he says comparing the 2020 MLB season to the Titanic is hilarious. I suppose it is, but it wasn't intentional. A blind squirrel finds a nut, or the blind fox gets across the street every now and then. All right, so I'm retweeting. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? Also, please don't tell anyone there's a podcast of this show. Just please don't tell your friends.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We're going to play baseball in 2020, 100%, if it has to be under the March 26th agreement, if we get to that point in the calendar, so be it. But one way or the other, we're playing Major League Baseball. Well, I know the owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. They finally meet in person, Manfred and Clark. It's like a bad attorney's office, Manfred and Clark. And they still can't agree on whether or not they agreed. They can't agree on squat. What was the point of meeting in person then? And they're 10 games apart. That's the piece of this that is so asinine. And no, that's not a swear word. They are 10 games apart. And they still have to make a public show of how that side's not operating in good faith and this side isn't operating in good faith. What did I say last night on the show and in my CBS Sports Minute? We may forgive, but we're not going to forget. And I don't even know how confident I am that baseball fans will forgive. We're definitely not going to forget. Both sides are making it loud and clear that they care about money more than anything else. But I know us as baseball fans, and I include me in that equation, baseball is my soundtrack of summer. That's the best way I can describe it. It's my comfort zone. I love having a baseball game or two or three or four to keep me company at night. Usually I listen on the radio when I'm doing other things, cleaning, running, working. I miss it. It's like a companion, a daily companion during the season. But this is dirty. They're doing us dirty. I know that's something I should never say. And I probably didn't even say it right. Chris, did I sound like a fool saying that? You're allowed to say yes if I did.
No, that's the expression and it was used properly.
Chris, how much do you miss sports on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a tricky question because with our hours, sometimes the nighttime games can be a little frustrating, but I definitely miss them on the weekends for sure. There's nothing like sitting down on a Saturday afternoon in the summer watching a baseball game.
And so your answer is?
It's complicated. You know how you can put relationship status? It's complicated. That's my relationship with sports.
I specifically put a poll and a scale so that people could not say it's complicated, and you are the first one to answer, and you have to refuse to give me a number. Oh my gosh. Okay, fine. How about you consider? Can you consider your number between?
Yes, I will say 7.
7. Okay, well, I did vote 7 to 9. I did. It's probably closer to a 7, as Chris mentions. I did miss the NBA playoffs. I did miss what I assumed would be a wide open field. I did miss the drama of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I hope we get all that when they return. But it was absent from my spring. I definitely missed March Madness. I missed the Masters. But it's not as though I'm sitting around doing nothing. And it's not as though our show has, poof, disappeared because there are no sports. I mean, I guess that's the part where I kind of feel like I don't even have time to miss them because we're working so hard to get a show on the air every night. And it still feels like it's been work, I guess. Now, would the show be easier is the wrong word. Do I feel like the show would be smoother, less creativity required? But I like the creative challenge, and we haven't had any lack of content over the last 3 months. Whether it's burgers or ice cream, but usually it's been sports. I mean, we've had a lot of NFL news. We've had great interviews. So I like the creative challenge of doing the radio show. As a fan, there are things that I miss, but I wouldn't say that every single day I'm dying without them. They're still work to me, right? So being in this job, especially at the network level where you cover everything, after a while, it kind of beats the fan out of you. I mean, there are still those fan giddy moments, but it's still work. And so I say this a lot. Like my mom, she has a hard time in the summer because, in fact, she does calculus in the summer because she gets bored pretty quickly. I don't remember the last time I was bored, but I say to her a lot, Mom, all school year long, you tell me about how much work you have to do. It's okay to take a breather. It's okay to do something else. And for those of you who are plumbers or who deliver papers or who are lifeguards, whatever your job is, there are times when we all need a break, right? And so sports is my job. So there are pockets where, as Chris said, it's kind of nice not to have 9 games going on in one night and feel like you're crazy pulling your hair out and feel like you're attached to the TV all the time. So that part I don't miss. But I definitely miss the drama. I enjoy the drama. This chick digs drama way more than she digs the long ball. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, lots of you already voting in our poll. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? I haven't even had a chance to look at our Facebook page yet, but I see a lot of your tweets are rolling in, and Kevin's going to retweet those from our show account as well. 855-212-4227. Bob Usler joining us from his super secret home base. Guess what, Bob?
What's going on, Amy?
This is my last night from the original After Hours super secret home base.
Wow. Big,
I know.
This is a big, well, no pun intended, big move here.
It is. Well, yeah. I mean, it's already been made, sort of, just not the work equipment. But I figure a week off should give me enough time to set up the next super secret home base and figure out a way to soundproof the closet.
So are you going to spend the week just doing the transition, or are you going to actually get to enjoy a little legitimate downtime?
I am going to be able to sleep. That part's going to be great. So for the weekend, 7 people will be in my 7 people and 2 pets will be in my house, in which, I mean, there are boxes everywhere. So I don't really know what we're going to do. There's barely enough room to sit down, but no, it's not that bad, but there are boxes everywhere. So it's very disorganized. The family's coming, and yay, Amy bought a house. Woo, congratulations. But then once there are 4 of them leaving and 3 and then 2 others will stay behind, then I feel like we'll get some work done. So yeah, we're going to cook out and we're going to hopefully go out and find a place that has outdoor seating for a restaurant. Well, my mom loves the hardware store. I know. And, so we'll do some fun stuff. But honestly, for the most part, they're coming to my rescue. We have a list of things to get done next week.
you know, it's funny. Almost a year to the day, I went through the same experience in reverse. I downsized. I left the house, and now my super secret safe hideaway is much smaller. And either way, it is traumatic because there's so much to do. And
yes,
to have a support system that you have, that is the ultimate requirement. So good for you to have that in place.
Yeah. You know what? I've nearly had a mental breakdown multiple times over the last 3 weeks. So my mom just keeps saying to me, I will be there in this many days.
Nice.
Yes. Mom to the rescue. And honestly, she's like, don't put anything away because I feel like I know where this is going to go. Mom is just going to show up like a cyclone and take over, which is great. Everyone needs a force to be reckoned with in their lives, right?
I could have used your mom a year ago.
Well, so yeah. So I'll have a new super secret home base the next time I talk to you. I'll miss you, Bob, but I hope that you enjoy the next week.
Okay, what I'm going to do, of course, is the promised chunky
peanut butter burger.
Peanut butter burger, and you have to still check out Olive and Mabel on Andrew Cotter's YouTube channel if you haven't done it
yet.
Yes,
yes, yes. I'll have time next week. I'm going to text myself right now.
Yes.
So, okay, I will
You'll
do that.
Thank me.
And
Good
then
luck.
we'll reconvene and we'll have to compare notes.
Looking forward to it. Really good luck, though. That's a nice accomplishment to make that move again. No pun intended. So smooth sailing, Amy.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Swung on, hit high and deep. Right field, Aquino back. Track, wall, leaps and gone. Bryce Harper has homered to right. A two-run home run. It's the third of the day for the Phillies and the 30th of the year for Harper.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Scott Fransky, the play-by-play voice on Phillies radio. Here's what I miss about sports. I miss when it was just sports. And there was no conversation about the virus or a bubble or the protocols and the danger. And I mean, there's always inherent danger in playing a sport because of the physical risk of injury. And I don't mean to say, or I don't want you to take it this way, because this is not what I mean. I don't mean it's an inconvenience to me. The virus has taken a lot of lives, and the virus has interrupted not just our lives in North America in real palpable ways, but it's also interrupted and damaged and destroyed lives around the world. People have lost jobs. People have been separated from loved ones for months. I spoke to my Grammy Helen on Thursday evening, and it breaks my heart to hear her say she's afraid to go outside. I said, Grammy, are you going to spend the rest of your life inside your apartment? And she said, if I have to. My Grammy's 98 years old. I don't want her to spend the rest of her life feeling like she cannot leave her apartment. That is no way to live. And I said, what are you afraid of, Grammy? Because here's where the discussion got started. Her assisted living facility has roughly 700 people between the residents of the nursing home and the assisted living facility. She has her own apartment. She lives independently, but they come and check on her and they bring her food right now because the cafeteria hasn't been open for months. She wears a mask when someone's in her apartment to clean it or to bring her food. And while they haven't been allowed to have visitors, still there are no outsiders allowed on the property. They've tested everybody. Twice. She's been tested twice for COVID-19. And there have been no positives outside of a couple of staff members. They caught it early enough. This is going back, you know, a month, a couple of weeks. They caught it early enough and there was no community spread. Of their residents, nobody's had the virus. And yet she's afraid to go outside and sit on the porch. They're allowing their residents to go outside, to sit on the porch. They're cleaning the chairs. They're keeping them distant. They have to wear their masks. She won't even go outside. And I said, Grammy, what are you afraid of? You know, no one will be near you. You'll be wearing a mask. Well, I'm afraid of the virus. Well, I said, Grammy, you're wearing a mask and no one's going to come anywhere near you. Well, what if someone put it on the chair? I mean, it's hard. She's 98, right? So she doesn't understand a lot of the nuances of it and how the virus travels. And I can have a conversation with her logically. She's smart. But there's all these stats and all this bad news that bombards her because she watches TV all the time that she's afraid to go outside. I wish somebody would do a news story about getting the fresh air and being outside is good for you. It's good for your health. But even if she wouldn't encounter anyone right now, she doesn't feel safe even leaving her apartment, even though everybody at her facility has been tested and is negative. Gosh, that breaks my heart. And I can't push too hard because it would make her even more upset. So I try to have a conversation with her, but at some point I realized that she's kind of reached her capacity to have that conversation. And so I did ask her, Grammy, is it okay if I come visit you when they say I'm allowed to? If I take a test and I'm negative, can I come visit you? Well, yes, of course you can. So I guess she feels safe having people in her apartment, but she doesn't feel safe leaving her apartment right now. So that's hard. And I know that, again, that's what the virus has taken from so many people. Older people, of course, there's a fear. There are a lot of people living in fear and anxiety, whether warranted or not. Sometimes fear is just that. It's fear. And it's can be crippling. It's such a powerful emotion that it can be crippling. And so I miss sports without all of this heavy anxiety and the concerns over health and safety. I don't miss sports like this, but I miss them when they were just that. They were fun. They were games. They were entertainment. And I know it's necessary. I'm not saying that that they're going overboard or they shouldn't be doing all of these manuals, health and safety protocols. I mean, I applaud the NBA and golf and NASCAR, Bundesliga, as well as MLS, the NHL. I applaud them because they're willing to jump through all the hoops and return as safely as possible. Tennis, same thing. I do applaud them. And as I've explained to people before, whether on social media or here on the show, sports are not just about the athletes and the coaches and the owners. There are thousands and thousands of people whose livelihoods, whose incomes depend upon the sports industry. So for that reason alone, sports has to try to get back. Sure, there's billions of dollars in TV revenue. Let's be honest, that's important to them as well. But do you know how many people would lose their jobs if all of a sudden sports just, I mean, across the board, no more sports the rest of this year? If they just shut down? Now, again, to you and I, okay, we might live with it, okay? We're fine. Maybe we don't miss them as nearly as much as we thought. We don't miss the games. But there are already thousands of people who've lost their jobs because sports are shut down. And there are a lot of other jobs that are hanging in the balance waiting for them to return. So that's the hard part, is the sports that we get this year, well, we're not going to be able to ignore what else is happening in our world. They're not as much of a distraction as they normally are. They're not as much of an escape as they have been in the past. So it's different. Do I miss sports the way they are right now? Do I miss sports the way they were? Those are two different things, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. It lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. 855-212-4227. Quickly, I promised you Jim Bowden, longtime Major League Baseball front office executive. He always shows up on CBS Sports HQ to try to interpret the latest development. And this is Rob Manfred rejecting a seventh proposal, the third from the union, but the seventh overall.
I think there were mixed reactions. I think there were some owners that felt that they were very close to a deal to be ratified. So I think it was a little bit of a wake up call. But for the most part, I hear optimism, and I feel like the owners feel like we're going to get a deal here. One side's at 60 games, one side's at 70 games. But think about this. They both agree that opening day is July 19th. And one side says, let's end the season on the 27th. And the other side says, let's end it on the 30th. This is a very easy deal to meet in the middle at 65 or 66 games.
It's too bad Jim Bowden is not doing the negotiating. He just called it easy. Easy after seven proposals and what, over a month? I'd have to go back and look at the timeline to see when the first proposal was submitted. This is getting redonkulous. As redonkulous as this word is, it's getting that redonkulous. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Rocky is listening in San Francisco. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy. Long time no speak. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks. You know, when this whole COVID thing dropped, I'd say I definitely missed sports at least a 7 or 8 out of 10. But as a 20-year season ticket holder with the San Francisco Giants, I kind of was ready to boycott this season after how Manfred mishandled the whole cheating scandal and the minute fines, shall we say, that he handed down. At this point, though, I kind of miss him out of like a 0 out of 10. Because the opportunity that has been created for America and for the world for how we brought how black people are mistreated by police and Black Lives Matter and all of that, I don't think we would have had that opportunity for people to march and stand up in the way that they have without a lack of sports. So as much as I miss them, as much as I love them and want sports back in my life and for all of our lives, I'm grateful that the lack of sports has brought this opportunity to all of us.
That's an interesting point, Rocky. I've heard that made from some athletes as well. You're right. There's no place to go to run and hide. There's nothing on TV, at least fresh and new, that's going to knock this off the front pages. But I tell you what, I was stunned at how the virus was supplanted in the headlines by the death of George Floyd, the ensuing protests, as you say, the swell of the Black Lives Matter movement. So, yeah, I mean, nothing in 2020 surprises me now. That's for sure. Excited to have you on board our final show of the work week. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.